Herbert highlighted investigations into former Attorney General John Swallow as a success, as well as the state's 4.1% unemployment rate, which is among the lowest in the nation. But he was also quick to acknowledge the hardships, a booming population, federal overreach, and economic development. He called on officials to hasten the transition to cleaner fuels, limit wood burning during the entire inversion season, and replace school buses with lower emission models in order to combat air pollution.
Now, I know these actions and others will have real costs and real impacts on all of us. But I'm convinced the benefits to our economy, to our communities, and most importantly to our public health will justify the costs.
The House chamber erupted in applause when Herbert called for civility on the subject of same-sex marriage.
Let me be clear that while I support traditional marriage and will continue to defend Amendment 3, there is no place, and I repeat, no place in our society for hatred and bigotry.
In response to the address, Democratic State Representative Patrice Arendt said she's glad the governor is taking air quality issues seriously.
But the legislature has got to do many more things to make a meaningful difference this session.
Republican Senate President Wayne Niederhauser said it was clear in his speech the governor intended to reach out to lawmakers.
I think a number of our body in the Senate mentioned to me they thought that that was the best speech he's given as governor.
Herbert added in his speech that Utah teachers need to be paid more, pointing to his budget proposal, which includes a 2.5% increase in the weighted pupil unit. Whitney Evans, KUER News.